Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, and welcome to this practice of deep rest, deep relaxation, and deep renewal. And if you're listening to this in the UK at this moment in June, then you will know that we are in the middle of a glorious summer with beautiful, bright, clear skies. And that this moon shines down fondly upon us, calling us to fully step into the light, to express ourselves fully, clearly, and authentically. And one way to move closer to knowing what is true and what is authentic for you is to allow yourself to relax the body and relax the mind and simply to rest. Coming to rest now through this practice of Yoga Nidra, starting by making the body comfortable, warm, able to relax somewhere quiet and peaceful. And taking this invitation to rest. And start now to just move the body closer towards stillness. So taking any final adjustments that you might need to be a little more comfortable. And then just beginning to let go of that need to move. Of course, if you need to move at any point to be more comfortable, do feel free to do so. But as much as possible, we remain quiet and still for this practice. And allow there to be a sense of complete letting go. As though the last couple of weeks, as we've built up from new moon to full moon, that effort and energy that it takes to get to this peak time of moon cycle, that effort and energy now can be rewarded with letting go, a sigh, a yawn, that chance now to just become still. To allow your efforts of the last couple of weeks, be they with work or play, allowing those efforts to just be absorbed into the body, the mind, the soul. And being aware of the whole of the body. The whole of the body. The whole of the body, as though the moonlight herself was pouring down onto the whole of the body, as though you were being bathed in the spotlight of moon energy, bathing the whole of the body, every cell, every bone, every muscle or tissue, as though the whole body were being bathed in this healing, cooling light of moon. You are being held on the Mother Earth, being washed in the light of moon energy. And so you start to feel the whole body beginning to just let go, as though the back of the body were melting into the surface that is beneath you. And as though the front of the body were dropping towards the back of the body, as though the organs were becoming a little bit heavier, belly dropping down towards the pelvis. Eyes beginning to soften. Jaw relaxed. closer to the state of awareness that is Yoga Nidra. And allow your awareness to be drawn towards the tongue, the tip of the tongue, as though a tiny drop of cool moon nectar was just dropping, dangling, landing onto the tip of the tongue. All of the taste buds filling the whole of the mouth, the teeth, the lips, the jaw. And so these drops of nectar were landing onto the cheeks, both cheeks, the ears, both ears, the eyes, both eyes, and a drop of nectar landing at the tip of the nose, in the space between the eyebrows. And it's as though that drop of nectar lands at the space between the eyebrows and then ripples out across the forehead, the crown of the head, the back of the head, down the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, the front of the neck. And a drop of nectar landing in that little hollow at the base of the throat, between the collarbones. And the collarbones themselves are bathed in this moon nectar. And be aware of the right arm. And drops of nectar landing on the right shoulder and elbow and wrist into the palm of the hand. So the palm of the hand were being bathed in this cooling light. And then a drop of nectar on the tip of the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. The whole right hand and arm bathed in moonlight nectar. And the awareness travels over to the left shoulder. A drop of moonlight landing here and then one onto the elbow and the wrist. And into the palm of the hand, the whole hand being bathed as though you just dipped your hand into a cool, refreshing pool under the light of the full moon. And then on the tip of the left hand thumb and index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. So the whole left hand and arm, the whole right hand and arm, both hands, both arms together being bathed. And sense the swelling of the chest. And the swelling of the belly as the breath moves through the body. As though the breath carried with her this moonlight nectar. And you allow drops of moonlight to land onto the tip of the left breast and the tip of the right breast, both breasts together. And on to the left shoulder blade and the right shoulder blade and both shoulder blades together. The middle back, the lower back and the back of the pelvis. The abdomen, the front of the pelvis and the outer hips. And so the whole of the torso were being bathed into the moonlight nectar. And be aware of the spine, that soft curve of the spine, from the back of the head all the way down the neck, behind the heart, behind the abdomen, down past the lower back, into the pelvis, into the base of the pelvis, the perineum, the gentle curve of the spine, as the spine gives its weight down to the support beneath you. And allow drops of moon nectar to rest onto the right hip and the left hip, both hips. And then dripping delicately onto the right knee and the back of the knee, the right ankle and the back of the ankle, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, the right big toe and second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. And so the whole foot and leg were being dipped into a deliciously inviting pool. Under the light of the moon, the whole foot and leg on the right side, and then to the left side, a drop of nectar on the left knee and back of knee, the ankle and back of ankle, the sole of the foot and the top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, the whole left foot and leg. The whole left foot and leg being bathed, being dipped into this cooling pool. And it is as though the whole body has been washed clean with the light of this full moon. As we move from that part of the cycle which requires us to do, which requires us to step into our power, into our agency, to get done what needs to be done in the external world. And now we have been washed clean of that need to do as we turn the corner to come more into a quieter state, a more restful state, a more inward state. And with the moon in Capricorn, the sign of work and responsibility, we can use this energy to just consider how we want to use our ambition in the world. What is it that we want to do in the world, to achieve, to be, with our hearts, not our minds? Where do our hearts want to lead us? And as you sense that central swelling of the chest and the belly with the breath, perhaps sense that wave of breath moving down to the pelvis. As you exhale, notice if there's any sense of lifting in the pelvis. And as you inhale, is there a sense of just letting go? And be aware of the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. And picture the body resting in a beautiful, enchanted wood. There are trees everywhere you look, ancient beings, roots deep, delving deep down into the earth, branches soaring up to the sky, rivers and streams, waterfalls, crystal clear pools of water, moss-covered boulders, birds singing, fairies hiding. Picture yourself here in this enchanted wood, resting. Sense the magic around you. The magic in the air, in the song, in the touch. Feel yourself in this landscape, of this landscape. And know that in this place, your heartfelt desires are met, understood, and that all the tools that you need, all the magic and the divinity are here with you. In this place of wonder, The earth beneath you is solid. Allow yourself to trust that you are held. You are safe. You are loved. You deserve to be here, and you are here. You are here visiting this dream world of Yoga Nidra. This pathway directly to your heart. And as we have journeyed some way down this pathway, now we will start to make the journey back, knowing that every time we practice Yoga Nidra, we develop our awareness. We develop our state of being rather than doing. And that you can come back to this practice again and again and again and again. But for now, we come towards the end. And so, begin to become aware of your surroundings. The enchanted wood can stay in your heart. But begin to become aware of the physical surroundings, the place that you are in, the support you are resting on, pillows, cushions, blankets around you. Be aware of the breath, and be aware of the limbs, the arms, the legs. Sense the head, the torso, and the feeling of touch against the skin. Notice those points of contact between the body and the earth. And allow yourself to begin to journey back to a more waking state of awareness, a more waking state of consciousness that is Yoga Nidra. Simply know, I have been practicing Yoga Nidra. I have been practicing Yoga Nidra. I have been practicing Yoga Nidra. And this practice is coming to an end. You may like to bring your hands to rest over your heart, left hand on heart, right hand on left. And invoke into this heart space a feeling of gratitude. To have this beautiful moon smiling down at us today. And then taking your time to begin to stir yourself, beginning to wake the body, sighing, stretching, yawning, anything else that feels good. And as you gradually return your eyes to the light, take your time to return to your everyday life. A little bit more rested, a little bit more well. This has been the practice of Yoga Nidra. Thank you for listening. Namaste.